MPs affiliated with the Sadr movement attended a press conference on Wednesday in the Iraqi parliament to condemn what they called partial withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraqi urban areas. The head of Sadr movement in parliament termed the pullout a shame, as he claimed the U.S. troops will stay inside cities beyond the June 30th deadline, something that runs counter to the terms of the agreement signed between the two countries. Sadr movement believes there are still several U.S. bases inside Iraqi cities and has accused the U.S. of fanning the sectarian violence in the country. Under the terms of the Status of Forces Agreement, SOFA, the United States signed with Iraq on December 14th last year, U.S. soldiers will need Iraqi permission to conduct combat patrols and other activities in the cities.
The American troops in many cities haven't yet withdrawn, haven't get out of the cities. So we think that this decision haven't practically worked upon on ground. Still, the Iraqi security decision affected by the American interference.
Sadr movement is skeptic of the withdrawal and says many U.S. troops will not leave the cities and as such may participate in military operations as Iraqi security forces are not well prepared for the challenge yet. But according to the head of Sadr parliamentary bloc, the group will fully cooperate with the security forces so that they can take charge of the situation.
The security forces are not very much ready to control all over the security project, but at the same time we insist them, we back up them to control all over the cities and their work.
Sayyid Muqtada al-Sadr has also issued a statement in which he held the Iraqi people's resistance against the occupiers as one of the factors forcing the U.S. to sign the security deal with Iraq.
We should not forget that it was the resilience of the Iraqi youths against the occupying forces which led them to sign an agreement with the Iraqi government on their withdrawal from Iraq.
In another part of the statement, he says military option against foreign forces stands as they are still on Iraqi soil and urges the security forces to safeguard people and their rights and not to resort to undue violence against them. Muqtada al-Sadr has been a vocal opponent of the security deal from the beginning and has all along the way called on people to reject the presence of the occupiers in their country and to work more closely with the Iraqi security forces to avert the need for a presence of foreign troops. After 24 hours of a celebration for the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraqi cities and towns, Sadrists criticized the withdrawal in parliament, saying that it's a staged play and Iraqis are the one who will suffer the consequences in the end. Wissam Al-Bayati, Press TV, from the Iraqi capital, Baghdad.